Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? I'm going to request you move greet your brethren in the way of waving to them and to wishing them the best. Which come from the one who was, who is, and who is going to be.
Hallelujah.
We want to appear even today. We move on. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. The new generation which has the full knowledge of God, and on this time to appear moving you on to move on, tell you the heading saying resetting or to restore order in the church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on after beginning the other time
that
God had released the command through the president of Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta, to opening up the synagogues, those which had been closed in the month of March in 2020. And we have reopened up in the month of September. In the year 2020. The date was 20th.
And
commanded people to gather 70. Those to sit within the synagogue. And we God revealed to us.
Passing
through the book of Numbers 11. Tells us of those 70 people. Whom we
are
put upon the spirit like of Moses. To put order within the church
unto
all the children of God all over the world. And those were able to understand them well. When we entered our next topic, which told us why we need the order in the church of God. Why we need to restore order in the church of God. We were able to understand it in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and 40, that our God is not of confusion, but is of order of all His churches. It will give you the main reason which based most in the Acts 2 from verses 3 up to 9, when we are told of the tongues, those spoken in seasons like this, and their field of confusions are not like those of Acts chapter 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
When we moved on to 1 Corinthians 14, we explained concerning different tongues and the way they have been interpreted, and if they are not interpreted and they want to speak, should keep silent. Now we moved on to understand many things. When we got that example and why we need to reset
or
to restore order in the church of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We moved on in our next topic, and we look to restoring order of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okuza order.
To restoring order of the word of God.
Order of principle.
Order of principle. Or rhythm. Of the word of God. The way it is preached. According to that in Isaiah 28. Starting from verse 9. Up to 13. And they have to be 2 to 4 commands. And above. All issues preached about. That God commanded we do like this, as his word is. There are 2, 4 and above verses on all issues that the word of God commanded us to do, from the New Testament and the Old, from different books which make a book, the Bible, which is known of well, the holy book of the living God. Praise Jesus much. Now we look to many things to know the laws of the scriptures, how they move, to be able to measure, never to go beyond their laws. This goes with the other, even this with this one. And we knew the plumb line of righteousness, never to go beyond the meaning. Praise Jesus much.
So
now when we wind it up, look to the way the order of the word of God is reset in us. Praise Jesus much. And we were told that right from our
church
of our salvation, we have to know the scriptures. Praise Jesus much. Knowing and not to quote in scriptures. Right from childhood we have to know the scriptures.
And
you reach maturity of salvation and you are filled of the scriptures in the rightful knowledge of them, in the rightful order. Praise Jesus much. Now this day, still we need to see the principles of preaching, those we begin with, the initials we begin on when we are preaching or being preached to. Those you have to analyze as people are preaching. The initial principles, they begin from with preaching, even to be preached to. Praise Jesus much. Right here you're going to see a serious problem that church is having, that all these are not known. You may have spent many years in salvation, even the initial principles of salvation, you don't know them, the initials of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and indeed you do not know them. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to see today the initial principles. They begin with preaching, or when we are being preached to, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now, even though we
heard
a team of peers, we told like this, right from childhood we knew the scriptures. Still, from the childhood of salvation, you have to know the principles. Let us read, we hear.
2
Timothy chapter 3, verse
15.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right from your childhood, that of salvation, just got newly born again. You knew the scriptures which could ever make you wise to reaching salvation, Christ Jesus our master.
So
you must be knowing those scriptures, but those scriptures have order when you get out to begin preach them. Don't just rise up going that you're going to preach the way you want.
So what
do now, there are initial principles. Those are meant to be the initials as they preach. Now remember, as you've been prepared to know scriptures, praise Jesus man, you're going to use them in review, in correction, in teaching, in instructions. Now you cannot appear when you don't know how they're going to be moving, even though you have to remain being guided by the Spirit of God. Now he said, right from childhood you know scriptures which make you wise to reaching salvation, that in the Christ Jesus. Why? Because scriptures, the prophet in the preaching. Let us read as we hear.
Timoseo wechokubiri esule yokusatu noru nyiriri olwekumina mukaga.
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Bulichia uandikibwa chirino okulungamya kwa Katonda. Era chigasa olwokuyigirizanga.
Yes.
Okuva mbuto
right from childhood of salvation just gotten born again Christ Jesus our master, you knew the scriptures.
Scriptures
you must be knowing them and you never quote them just and they made you wise
and
you entered indeed in salvation. After you know them, like, you have to know that they are profited in teaching. But if you're
going
to be teaching, you must know the initial principles. Now the principles are many of preaching, but the Spirit is the one who guides you in that time. And according to this place where you are, you begin from this.
But
those scriptures will enter to principles where they begin from. You first finish that scripture. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okutereezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mbutuukirivu. Olunyo 17. Omuntu wa Katonda alemenga okubulwa kyonna kyonna ng'alina ddala byonna olwa buli mulimu omulungi.
Yes.
Kati ebyawandiikibwa bino.
Now these scriptures.
Lwaki obimanyi okuva mu buto bw'obulokozi bwo?
Do you know them from childhood of your salvation?
Wakajuzaliwa omuntu ogw'okubiri mu Kristo Yesu.
Just gotten born again in Christ Jesus.
Tuyita born again Christian.
That we call a born again Christian.
Naye ng'ali niule nga yakajazaliwa.
They are newly born again.
Amanyi alina okumanya ebyawandiikibwa bimugezi wazi.
At that point they have no scriptures to make them wise.
Kubanga ebyawandiikibwa bino agenda bikozesa naye mu kubuulira.
Because the scriptures is going to be using them in preaching. Remember, you don't recommit them to that person that they spread them to others. Now he must be knowing them. They want to use them in teaching. Repeat for us, you get to know these issues.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga.
You first not number one.
It's
to profit you for teaching doctrine. Teaching from the principles and on to maturity. At the second profiting. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. The second for reproof. Remember, among the teachings in the principles, there is the preaching of repentance.
Now
you cannot go preach rebuking or repenting. And you were not prepared in the scriptures.
Omanye order yokubulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. You meant to first note the order of preaching the word of God.
Ojifune mugwe.
And you get it within you.
Ojigikibwe muyo.
And you'll be prepared within it.
Owebene order.
Then you'll be given order.
Yokubulira mukwebi okuva kwebi ebitandikirwako.
Preaching from both principles.
Wakati byandi kuno kubikoisa mukuyigiriza.
Because now you have to use the scriptures in teaching.
Mukunenya.
In reproof.
Ekirala.
The other. There is correction of things which got in errors. You who want to do restoration.
Revival.
And to restore.
You can
never do correction of things. Most when they concern gospel salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, when you do not have scriptures, what are you going to correct?
When
they have said the first thing, you knew scriptures. Scriptures, you're going to use them the first place in teaching. The second, in liberal,
you're
not acceptable to rebuke anyone when you do not have scriptures. How are you to rebuke them on what God told you? You have to correct.
You
say to revive things,
or
to restore things the way they should be, how they were, how they should be, how they will be. If you have no scriptures, there's nothing you can restore and correct. Because you're going to restore them in which wisdom?
Mugago
in yours is that of God. That of God is within scriptures. Where he say if you reject his word, what wisdom is within you? Now you think like this. They have said the third. We use them in correction. Reviving and restoring. Second Timothy chapter 3:16. If you are to instruct,
and
you want to prove what you preach is within righteousness, or you are instructing just a person, you know all things you prove they are in righteousness. Is what you have to bring them through Holy Scriptures. And they are in the order we finished above. That's why many times we tell you that these are the ways of God. Those who brought you within to teach you. That told you the past. The scriptures are used. Teaching, there's nothing you can teach where they are not. The second, the prophet in reproof. Reproofing. Nothing you can rebuke any person when scriptures are not there. Are sure are you what they do is right or not? Because there are things you cannot easily see that they are right. Yes. There are things. You don't get scriptures. You cannot see them that they are not right. Abusing is obvious. You can understand it's not right. Immorality. But there are some things if you cannot know that they are not right until the word is the one which has told you that. To correcting. That's why many times church, no, none of them allow another to correct them. Mostly the generation which has been there, that we count it as things to be. But they come out in words and wisdom of words. Of words of children of men, that they correct their brethren. If they base in the word of God, it's the way of correcting things which have gotten faulted. Your feelings, you think they can correct on the side of God. Not.
All
preaching in righteousness, even instruction, it's within the word. Second Timothy chapter 3:17. Yes. Scriptures, if you know them from your childhood, make you wise to enter salvation that in Christ Jesus. They are going to help you in teaching. They will help you in reproof. They help you in correcting. You're saying to restore and revive things which assist to me. Yet they are of truth, that of the word of God. In all instruction within righteousness, it can never be accepted we are in the word. You to yourself to be perfect. Every work God points upon, you must have known scriptures from your childhood and you know them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ebitandikirwako ebyogerwako.
For the principles, the initial spoken of.
Okubulira enjiri y'obulokozi.
In preaching gospel salvation.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yogerwako ebitumbe bulani esule y'omukaaga.
They are spoken of like this in Hebrews chapter 6.
Olulimi olusooka ng'agamba bwati.
Verses 1 as it says this.
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1.
Kale tuleke okwogera kubigambo eby'olubereberye ebya Kristo. Tuyitirire okutuuka mu bukulu obutateekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi.
Yes.
Agamba.
He said.
Omanyi bwe yatuukira bw'otuuka mu kitabo kya Abebulaniya.
You know, when you reach the book of Hebrews.
Ogenda n'osoma biri eby'abamachuwa.
You go read of the ones of maturity.
Abantu abali okukula mu Kristo.
People who matured in Christ.
Nga tebali newly born again.
And they are not newly born again Christians.
Wabula nga baluddemu n'okumanya ebyandikwa nga bamanyi.
But they have been.
Nga bagatta mangu.
There are no scriptures joined them quick.
Nga batoolako ne bagamba mu kutoolako mu sense nti ekyo kibeera wano ne kino kibeera wano.
And they can easily join them up in their order.
Nga balina addition ne subtraction ne division mu mutwe.
Then they have additions of
fraction and division in their head.
They have multiplications in themselves. That of the scriptures.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Kuvulaba soko tudemo olunyolo omukaga olusooka olire.
That verse one we hear.
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1.
Kale tuleke okwogera ku bigambo eby'olubereberye ebya Kristo. Tuyitirire okutuuka ku bukulu obutateekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi.
Agambye.
He said.
Tuyitirire.
Let us live, go beyond.
Kusooka okuva ku bigambo eby'olubereberye ebya Kristo.
Right from the principles of the doctrines of Christ.
Nga tuteekawo misingi nate.
We do not put the foundations again.
Kubanga. Ebi principles things is obulokozi.
For the principles things of salvation.
Ye misingi je njiri y'obulokozi.
At the foundation of the gospel of salvation.
Njiri y'obulokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Misingi eyo njiri jitya.
How are those foundations?
Njiri bw'ejiri.
They are like this.
Ogusooka.
The first.
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiri olusooka.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1.
Kwe kwenenye ebikolwa ebifu.
Kakati ogugumu kujjo.
That's one of the first foundations.
Okwenenye ebikolwa ebifu.
Repentance from dead works. But you know what surprised
me?
If we put foundations, it's not the first.
Kati nacho kirina ka disorder we kiteereddwa.
That too has a disorder where it has been put.
Katonda ayagala alabe gwe osobola nawe kitegeka.
God wants to see you took a new order.
Nabwe yasansanya ebyandikibwa n'ekyo nacho yakisanga.
As is scattered scriptures, that too is scattered it.
Ekimu okisanga mu Isaiah, ekimu Matayo.
You find one in Isaiah, another in Matthew.
N'ebyo byolaba awo.
Now those two you see there.
Ege misingi yeetaaga najo n'ogirongoosa.
Those foundations you need to correct and order them.
Kati bakulazente ate ogulinga namba emu.
And I've showed you what seemeth number one.
Kwenenye ebikolwa ebifu.
It's repentance from dead works.
Katulabe oguddako.
Let's see the next.
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Hebrews chapter 6 in the verse 1.
N'okukkiriza eri Katonda.
Bagambye okukkiriza eri Katonda.
They have said faith towards God.
Ogugu bakulazinga gwakubi.
That is shown as its number 2.
Nate kyewunyisa gwe gusooka.
What surprises that is the first foundation.
Kubanga teri alijja Katonda nga takkiriza.
No one will come to God when they have
not believed. Ogena mwenye zanga tokkiriza.
Are you to repent to him when you have not believed him?
Kagani najo nyinyi jetago omuntu kwegamanga dalala wamanya ebyawandikibwa.
They need someone who knew scriptures initially.
Kubanga bugangenda kwenenye.
Or if you are going to repent.
Ngo ogenda kwenenyeza gota naba kukiriza.
You're going to repent over one you have not believed yet.
Najo chiba chizibu.
That too is hard.
Ayigeza njo tuino ji odalinga mu order.
Them too we have to put them in order.
Nga tunasinikiriza muntu mukwenenyere ebikolwa ebifu.
Before you push one to repent over dead works.
Utandika okumubulira kukkiriza Katonda.
You to preach to them to believe in God.
Batugambye ekyokubiri.
They have told us the second.
Mune ekyokusatu.
The third.
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 6 the verse 2.
Okuyigiriza okw'okubatiza.
Waliwo okuyigiriza okw'okubatiza.
The doctrine of baptism.
Roza kuri mu number 3 ngawe kuri oba
number 3 how it is or not what
Abebulani esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 6 the verse 2.
N'okuzuukira kwa bafu
okusibwako emikono,
the laying on of hands.
Ebraniye esuula ey'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'okubiri,
Hebrews chapter 6 the verse 2.
N'okuteekako emikono,
waliwo okusibwako emikono.
There is also there the laying on of hands.
Olowooza kyakuna oba kyekisooka?
It's the fourth or it's the first?
Kusibwako emikono,
laying on of hands.
Omanyi abo mu madiini eyo mwagenda oba mwabaki?
Those of religion out there, I wonder what's wrong with you even.
I didn't know kusibwako emikono eyo kwe batandikira.
Now laying on of hands, that side is what they begin with.
Kati mu misingi gyonna bajjamu gwa kusaako mikono.
In all the foundations they singled out that of laying on of hands.
Kuba n'okusibwako emikono,
for even to be laid on our hands,
sikuteekako butesi bwebati,
not to physically lay hands upon you and put your head, not like that.
Mukusibwako emikono tufuna ebirabo eby'omuntu kati simanyi oba babasaako bafuna.
On of hands we get spiritual gifts. I don't know whether when they laid on them they got spiritual gifts.
Banga agamba ntogayaliranga kirabo ekyakuweebwa mukusibwako emikono.
Do not ignore what the gift given you through laying on of hands.
Sikusaako busanti bakutaddeko emikono,
just occasionally put and lay a hand on you.
Kubanga ne tutakwata kugwaffe.
For we don't lay upon our hands.
Tuyinzogolo mugolole bwetuti.
Can stretch a hand like that.
Katona natusogwe nakwata kona kuwekira.
Reach his hand, touch you, give you a gift.
Sikusako busa. Omanya abo madini.
You know,
kizikiza kyo butamanya.
Those of religions out there, I don't know, darkness of ignorance.
Nobulimba wa Satan bwaba jule.
And the lies of Satan got filled within you.
Eh katira baneno mbulukozi bwekibadde kikuteki.
Now you see even here in salvation that darkness had caught up.
Kubanga bino tebimanyikiddwa.
For these are not known.
Oyinza okuyita musumba waffe wali omu.
You can call one of our pastors.
Mubaka maze emyaka emingi.
Who has spent many years.
Mukuweereza nga bwe bagamba.
In ministry as they say.
N'omubuuza emisingi egyo.
And you ask him those foundations.
N'omusabula emboko lunaana nga tagimanyi.
And you cane him 800 stripes and they do not know the answer.
Erenga kujo tajitandikanga na kuwa dojitegeza.
Them he has never begun on them, neither proclaimed to the people.
Na inga amazee miyake juwira konga makumi ana umurokori.
He spent close to 40 years and is born again.
Echokutano.
The fifth.
Abebrani yesuri yomukaga noru nyiriri oruokubiri.
Hebrews chapter 6 the verse 2.
No kuzukira kwa bafu.
Ogwokutano kuzukira kwa bafu.
The fifth resurrection of the dead.
Oyino kubango manyo kuzukira okusoka nokuoku.
You must know the first and the second resurrections.
Okuzukira kuno kuoku batizibwa.
This resurrection through baptism.
Era bafu bano bafadde.
And this dead died when?
Kubanga mukubatizibwa tuzukira.
Through baptism we are raised up.
Aliyo kubako gambe eri okubatizibwa.
This that they told you number of be baptized number 3.
Yeri mu kuzukira okusoka.
It's what evolves the first resurrection.
Kali kuno kuzukira kuno kwa bafu.
Now this resurrection of the dead.
Kwa kubiri.
It's the second.
Ne gwe ebintu.
But those things.
Ebitandikirwa ko mburuko
zi. The principles of salvation that we speak of.
Nti oyino kubanga obimanyi.
That you must be knowing them.
Je mukaga.
The sixth.
Abebrani yesuri yo mukaga no runyiriri olwo kubiri.
Hebrews chapter 6 the verse 2.
Nayo musango ogutagwawo.
Yes.
Oyina okubanga omanyi omusango ogutagwawo.
Must not the eternal judgment.
Musango ogutagwawo byebiki?
What is eternal judgment?
Baba ogera ku nyanja ya muli.
They speak of the lake of fire.
Wogena obogena jibera mbyalubera.
You're going to be within it eternally.
Karijiregeza.
Now it means.
Wadukira okumanya omusango ogutagwawo.
When you reach no eternal judgment.
Wawa tegera daggeye na nojiita na
ku red new hell and bypass.
Kumanya ni nyanja yo muli.
You also knew the lake of fire.
Bibogira kumusango gutagwa.
When they speak of eternal judgment.
Abogedde kumateeka.
Then they are speaking of the laws.
Ibiragiro.
The commandments.
Ne misango.
Even the judgments.
Endagirizo.
The ordinances.
Eteeka teeka.
And the ordinances and the preparations.
Ngechigambo cha katonda cho nabwe chiri.
As the word of God is.
Obanga wabikuru obanedda.
Whether you reveal them or not.
Tewali musanga watali mateeka.
There is no judgment without laws. Neither the commands. Something you've moved to understand.
Omusingi omukuru.
The main foundation of gospel of salvation. But inside it, there are other 6 to 7 foundations. Where the problem come from? You when you do not know those foundations. But you say you got saved, but you got stunted. You stagnated. Remember they told you had to know scriptures? The scriptures you have to use them in teaching, preaching. But what you preach are in rightful foundations. Have you heard well? And you have to use them in correcting, in reproofing, in proving things not corrected well. In correcting or reviving and restoring things which assist to be that of the word of God. All preaching have preached that in righteousness.
For you say that
them all you have to have moved them by there. When he tells you in Hebrews 6 from verses 1 to
2
it lays you from the first foundation as they are there in written.
And
so we put the principal things.
He
said the first foundation, repentance from the dead works. The second, faith towards God. The third, baptism,
or
the doctrine of baptism. The fourth, laying on of hands to get the spiritual gifts. The fifth, resurrection of the dead.
And
what did they have? All that you understand it from there. The sixth, eternal judgment. That of lake of fire. The everlasting death.
That
all those, if you have them, shows at least the light you have is much before you even go to other of the mature ones to know above the heavens.
And
to reach it to know God in his fullness. Let's see the verse 3. Hebrews chapter 6, the verse 3.
Era bwe tunaakola bwe tutyo Katonda bw'ana ayagala. Olunyo lw'okuna, kubanga abo abaamala okwakirwa ne baliga ku kirabo eky'omu ggulu ne bafuuka abassa ekimu mu Mwoyo Omutukuvu. Olw'okutaano, ne baliga ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda ne ku maanyi ag'emirembe egigenda okujja. Olunyo lw'omukaaga, ne bagwa okubivaamu tekiyinzika bo okubazza obujja olw'okwenenya nga beekomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda ne bamukwasa ensonyi mu lwato.
Yes.
Nti kubanga bw'oba oyigiriziddwa bulungi emisingi
if you've been taught well those foundations,
emisingi egy'obulokozi obw'enjiri,
the foundations of salvation, that of the gospel, those six foundations as we have seen them, the one foundation of the gospel salvation, that those are principles, foundations, and if you get them
you've
already gotten enlightened,
you
share the power of the age to come, you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. What we do, we teach you the rest of maturity.
That you
do not have a limit in knowing God and his fullness. For if you fall,
you
got enlightened in those, restoring you, it is very hard. But as we began hearing in the verse 1, he said like this. Hebrews chapter 6, the verse 1.
Tuyitirire okutuuka mu bukulu obutateekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi.
Agamba nti ebigambo ebyo by'olubereberye nga biwedde.
Those principal words as they are finished.
Tuba tuwulekera biri eby'abamachuwa.
We're heading on to those of mature.
Ne kanisa tebe bane kanisa ne yibanna
ino. Now, church, what have we been on?
Kakati okukula kwaffe kwandibadde mutya.
Now, how would our maturity be? You know, to give birth a child and you begin to feed them cassava. Now, as they make foils and you stop a meal of cassava, you give them milk at foils. No.
You know
that you have a disorder of a high level. And you don't know people in the gospel of salvation, how do they grow? And they eat food of the word which appears how? How is it prepared that they can eat and grow, mature? For you
say,
as we live to put principles, foundations of the starting, we go on to maturity. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, we speak those. We speak them to those who mature.
Yeah,
those which exceed and go more ahead. First Corinthians chapter 2, the verse 6.
Naye amagezi tugogerera mu abo abatuukirira.
Luganda, what is it speaking? You read English.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6.
Abakolisi ekisooka esula yakubiri lunyirwa mukaga.
But we speak wisdom among them that are mature.
Naye amagezi tugogera mu abo abakula.
Yet not the wisdom of this world.
Era si magezi gana agensi.
Nor of the princes of this world.
Na wakubadde abalangira abensi.
That coming to nothing.
Abo abafuka obutaliimu.
Verse 7.
Olunye lwa musanvu.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Naye twogera magezi ga Katonda mu kyama.
Even the hidden wisdom.
Era magezi agakekeddwa.
Which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Mukama ge yateekateeka mu nsi. Olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe.
He prepared
before the world existed.
Omanyi kasita kugamba nti amagezi ago.
You know, if he tells you that wisdom,
yogera ngesti naba kubawo.
He ordained it before the earth, the world existed.
Bwetuba tugenda mu machuwa, tugenda mu above.
When we go to maturity, we head on to above the heavens.
Netulaba Katonda kitaffe yatandika atya n'ekigambo
kye. See, God the Father began how with his words.
Bwaba yatandika ekigambo kye kyamuvaamu kitya.
If he is the beginning, how did his word come from him? The Lord Jesus.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu yalabisibwa atya?
The Holy Spirit, how did he manifest?
Obutonde twalabisibwa tukya.
How did we manifest then? We are high up in maturity.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Naye ebyo bye tuba tuwogera tebikwatagana na magezi ga wano.
Those who speak never connect with wisdom of the world.
Newankubadde abakulu ab'emirembe gino.
That the princes of this age.
Neteberezaamu.
Now imagine.
And
from childhood you never knew scriptures,
the
childhood of your salvation, the other,
you
never knew foundations of your salvation. The third of maturity, that you just give up on it. To reaching the maturity of Christ. I think those who just give up on them. That's why born again. Those known to be children of God. Those called Christians. They reached and they do not understand well in the words of God. Most of them say.
Yes.
Yes.
When we are
preached to those foundations,
we're
going to follow them one by one as we preach on the roadside. Not. They told you those foundations, if you have them, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit you have, it has to remain guiding you. That though that's the foundation, it can tell you here where you've reached.
Preach
on this one of repentance. He has to remain the one guiding though he has shown you foundations. Is he not that? You go to the verse 5.
Hebrews
chapter
6
verse
5. Nebalega ku kigambo ekirungi Abebraniye sura y'omukaga n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4.
Kubanga ababamala okwakirwa nebalega ku kiga nebalega ku kirabo eky'omuggulu ne bafuuka abassa ekimu mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
Yes.
Kubanga abo abaalega.
For all those who tested got enlightened.
Ku kigambo baamulisibwa.
They tested got enlightened of the word. In that enlightenment,
omusana gw'ekigambo nga guli mu gwe.
The light of the word is in you.
Otuuka nga mulina fellowship ne Holy Spirit.
You reach and you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Muli wamu naye alina okulungamya w'oba otuusa awantu.
Together with him, he has to guide you when you reach a place.
Nagamba wano w'otuuse.
It tells you where you have arrived.
Osinga ku misingi gy'obulokozi bulira ku kino.
Foundations of salvation preach about this.
Bulira bubulizi ku musango ogw'ennaku zonna.
About the everlasting judgment.
Kyentegeeza nti bulira ku geyena n'ennyanja
y'omuliro. Preach of hell and the lake of fire. People in this place, I know them, their hearts are hardened. Now, though we given this,
it
does not take away guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Remember,
I have to finish handle one by one foundation, pass through them. I want to show you, though I'll pass through them by the Spirit.
It
remains, it's him to guide you. Don't reach out to say they told us to begin from this and now you begin. Friends, those are not what we are on. These are not norms.
We remain
being guided by Spirit of Truth. For those who got enlightened
in
the fellowship partook it with the Holy Spirit. Means Romans 8 verse 14 still works. You read for us, we hear. Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
Omoyo yenyini wamuno omoyo gwaffe ategeza nga tuli bana ba Katonda.
Yes.
Muba mwafuna okuseji munaye.
Got a fellowship with him.
Kubanga wotukira okumalayo foundation ba principal things of the gospel of salvation.
Where you reach to finish foundation of principal things of salvation. You must be that in a time you are tied together with the Holy Spirit. For you got enlightened and you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Now that Romans chapter 8 14-16, it's what it explains, that to remain a child of God,
you
have to be led by the Spirit of God.
Not
fear, because you know much light of the word. But you say you know the spirit of fear.
Even
we reach Christ within us, our Father, Abba Father.
That
the Spirit is
called the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
They call the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with him, you are together. It means you have to hearken to him. Although you may know scriptures from childhood of your salvation, also know the foundations. For we know foundations when we are going youthful within the Lord.
Now,
in maturity is where we
go
above the heavens to reach the measure of Christ. He ascended through all the heavens and he went above the heavens. That is the one who has reached the measure of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But the Spirit has remained guiding you. It shouldn't be things like of religions out there. Those which dodge the Spirit of Truth. And they
decide
put in place their foundations, they follow year after year. Now God is of order, gives the foundation in order, but it remains to be the one to guide you. What you will deliver in that place.
You
may have even prepared those people. Is it Galatians where Apostle Paul
says
that the Spirit told him, he refused him, don't preach here.
And
he called him to go preach elsewhere.
So to gamba,
don't say that me prepared me, Holy Spirit. I will not listen to you. Me, I know what I should preach.
Yeah? You have to remain
here, read the Holy Spirit and the angels. Read for us, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume, esula ye 16 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Acts chapter 16 and the verse 6.
Ne bayita mu nsi ya Firugiya ne Galatia, kubanga baganibwa omwoyo omutukuvu okwogera ekigambo mu Asia.
Yes.
Omanyi batuuka awantu mu Asia.
Fresh the president of Syria.
Mutukuvu n'agamba,
the Holy Spirit told him,
temubulirawo.
Do not preach in this place.
Wadinabategeka nemba bulira ebintu ebigendo
buli. I prepared you.
Sibuli wamumwe mugendo okwerungamya.
How things are to be preached, it's not you to guide you on where to preach.
Wajitegede.
You've understood it.
Nti wadde omanye ebyawandiika okuva mu buto.
You know scriptures from your childhood.
Nebo biri nokulukuta.
How they have to flow.
Mu order yabi.
In their order.
And then
you know the principles in the preaching of gospel of salvation.
But still you
prove the Holy Spirit, you work and fellowship with him.
Agree
upon what he feels is needed right then. What you have to prove is that your foundations are understood. Now he's the one to tell you, because this place is new where you've gone. Begin from this foundation. After you've gathered them, take them back to the first foundation.
For
he's the one who prepares them. You repeat that scripture. Acts chapter 16, verse 6.
Nebaita munsi ya Firugia, ne Galatia, kubanga baganibwa omwoyo omutukuvu okwogera ekigambo mu Asia.
Yes, the Holy Spirit forbid them. Do not preach in this place.
Do you
know what to preach and what to proclaim? But I've said, do not preach in this place. Have you understood it?
I'm
not preaching the place you are working by yourself. Me, I know what to preach. Make a crusade according to this village. They need the crusade in this place, I think.
It,
not you who thinks of it, not you who lead yourself. You finish for us.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula ye 16 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Acts chapter 16, verse 7.
Bwe batuuka okumpi ne Musia, ne bagezaako okugenda mu Bisuniya, n'omwoyo gwa Yesu n'atabaganya.
Yes,
omwoyo wakwizaga. So,
where are you going then? Now you go decide.
Bate kati eno yo mazo kubategeka.
Decide, I've already prepared them.
Ekolo y'abatume esula ye 16 n'omwoyo n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts chapter 16, verses 8.
Ne beekoloobya Musia, ne batuuka e Toluwa. Olunyo lw'omwenda, Pawulo n'alaba okwolesebwa ekiro omuntu mu Makedoni ng'ayimiridde era ng'amwegayirira ng'agamba nti, wunguka okutuuka e Makedoni otuyambe.
Yes!
N'alaba malayika wa Mukama.
So an angel of the Lord.
Mu kifaananyi ky'omusajja Makedonia.
The image of a man from Macedonia.
N'amugamba.
He told him.
Eno gya mujje.
Come
twabategesedde abano bayidde dda.
These ones, they are ready.
Ogirengera.
You see that.
Tekikwe. Kankubadde
you know gena kumanya ebyawandiika. But though you're going to know all scriptures,
order yabyo bwe bibutambula,
order move,
omanye emisingi gy'enjiri y'obulokozi,
foundation of gospel salvation,
tuyingire ku makyuwa tukule tumanye ebyawaggulu
w'eggulu. We know things of above the heavens.
Naye era omwoyo omutukuvu akigala yalungamya.
Still the Holy Spirit remain guiding.
Mubuulira mu kifo ki?
You preach in that place. And what you preach there?
Wabula mu buba buvunanyizibwa bwammwe.
But it's your responsibility.
Okakasanga emisingi gy'enjiri gyonna gitegeereddwa.
All foundations of gospel have been understood.
Mulyoke mumaleyo obukulu buli bwonna.
Then you finish all the maturity.
Mutuuka ku kigera kya Kristo.
Reaching the measure of Christ.
Who
passed through all the heavens and went above the heavens.
Urengedde.
Have you seen that?
You've
not been told by the one taught by God.
You can't
get them, so we don't preach on anything else. They said we begin with this one by yourself. You finish there, I show you. Acts chapter 16, verses 10.
Bweyamala okulaba okwolesebwa amangwago ne tusala amagezi okusitula okugenda e Makedoni ne tutegeera nti Katonda atuyise okubabuulira enjiri.
They concluded and
Katonda gutukola naye
that the God work with
yategese side
he prepared the other side.
Olabyengeriza Katonda.
You have seen the ways of God.
These
pastors make crusades how they think. For them,
when
the vision of the Spirit came refusing them, do not preach there. Don't preach here.
Now,
even there, don't preach there. Don't make all nations disciples.
Know
time and season of every place and all people every gospel that they need. You said you work together with me. When do I work? Is it not
bad?
For when we read 1 Corinthians chapter
3
the verse
9
we hear of this word.
Abakolinsi ekisooka esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Corinthians 3:9.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne. Muli nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nyumba ya Katonda.
Yes.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne.
We are laborers together with him.
Abantu bano tugenda okubuulira.
People are going to preach into.
Obamwe tubuulira.
Both we preach to.
Nimiro ya Katonda tukola naye.
Field of God we work with him. Adiyamba
nzis awotwazi senyo.
It tells you that there is no bush enough.
Eri wazi senyo msokereri.
Elsewhere it's bushy much go first preach there.
Icho kumanyinga ibyo wanikuba tchikuwa gwe kwevuga.
Scriptures does not guarantee you to drive yourself.
Kuikulembera
to leading yourself.
Kumanya bitanikirwa ke byenjiri.
No principles of salvation.
Tchikuwa buyinza anti guri nokutanikira olirango yagala.
Don't give your right, you have to begin from where you feel you want.
Wabulobo inakaka santi emisingi jonji simbi.
But you have to prove I've planted the foundations.
Yonanje maziyo bajitegidi.
I have finished
all bategerene kubya machu.
Understood them now. I want them to understand things of maturity.
Oh, ambagabanye ko kubitandikirwako ne kubya machu.
To the
moyo bwana nungamya.
And that of maturity as the Spirit will guide me.
Ne babanga
and they appear
obudde bwayita
da. Because time bypassed them.
Obudde.
And they do it because of time. They redeem time back. When you came time bypassed you, what I did, I handled all sides as the Spirit guided. Principles, maturity. Principle, maturity. You had to grow maturing. At the same time, you pick out things of the young.
Wizo duka ndo moyo nagamba abo budde bwa bayita kodda.
Time Spirit tells you these people time bypassed them.
Katino abo Uganda.
Now brethren,
mweta agotegikibwa.
You need to be prepared.
Ibyo akajanya no lugezigezi mkatonda tebikola.
The wiseking in the Lord it never work.
Wanga tonda manya.
For you have not yet known.
Uli mugendo lokumanya.
You are in the journey of knowing.
Tunamanyangiriza akatonda.
Not known the ways of God.
Nemirimuji.
Yikusibuwalira. They harden your way.
Ejo chayogera makolisi chokubire suli yomukana.
That is 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Olunyiri olisoka.
Verse 1.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abakolisi chokubire esuli yomukaga n'olunyiri olisoka.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
Erabo tukolere emirimu awamu naye tubegayirira obutawerwa bwerere kisa kya Katonda. Olinyo lw'okubiri kubanga ayogera nti mubire ebyokukkirizibwamu nakuwulira ne ku lunaku olw'obulokozi nakuyamba.
Yes.
Abako bwe tuli abakozi awamu
naye. As we work together with him.
Kati sagala guwefuli.
I do not want you appear.
Ndigwe mumbulizi w'enjiri Katonda simbulizi
wayo. You are the preacher, God is not the preacher of the gospel.
Wechibanga ekigambo kicho gwe mumbulizi w'enjiri.
The word is always then you are the preacher of the gospel.
Ye Katonda simbulizi.
God is not the preacher.
Bulira ngodda mubiya yogera.
If you preach repeating what is Paul.
Yeso ku kubuli.
He was the first to preach.
Atibwa asuka.
And when he appears
ya
first.
Yabera asemba.
Then the last.
There are
things you've moved to understand. As people restore the foundation, the principles of the gospel,
ebitandikirwako ebyenjiri
y'obulokozi
okwenenya ebikolwa ebifu okukkiriza eri katonda okubatizibwa okusibwako
emikono
okuzuukira kw'abafu
omusango ogutaggwa
ebyo osobola okubitegeera naye tekikugwa garanti ya
kwerungama
omanyi yatugaana ebyo ebikwate emyezi gyammwe
egiragiddwaokusinzirako
ebiri mu isaya
isula
omanyi abasinga kumwe mubadde mugenda
okubikwata
nga mulowooza nti bino bye byeddiini ziri ezaava ku mwoyo
omutukuvu
Isaiah esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 12
bwe mujja okulabika mu maaso gange ani eyabasalira kino okulinnyirira empya zange olw'ekkumi n'essatu temuleetanga nate bitone ebitaliimu obubaane bwa muzizo gye ndi emyezi egibonese ne ssabbiiti okuyita amakuŋŋaaniro sisobola butali butuukirivu nakukuŋŋaana kwa ddiini
ebikuŋŋaano by'eddiini nga mulaze nti
katiomanyi
bw'ogenda muba
n'abaprotestant
abaabuuka
obulokozibaagala
bafuuke abakristaani babeera n'akatabo
k'omwaka
bye bagenda
osomesa
kati oba ebigwa bitalaze babikola
batyakati
kubanga kankuwa
ekyokulabira
omwaka 2020 gwakola
enkyuka
simanyi oba akatabo ke bakola mu nkyukakyuka basigala
bakagoberera
era omwoyo taliiko byaluŋŋamya buli
lunakung'omusana
gw'ekigambo bwe guli
abo
abantu tebakulemberwa mumwoyo
wabali
ku pulogulaamu z'abaana
b'abantu
emyezi egiragiddwa
beobaga sabiiti
okuŋŋaana
kw'eddiinibaba
bakimanyibwa okuŋŋaana osoma
mumisane
bwoba ng'otaba oti
osiŋŋaana
we baliiwo
otandikiraobaomanyiwulira
mirembe maariyo jjudde neemanga omanya
ekiddako
naye omwoyo omutukuvu nga omaze okutegeera emisingi
egyoemisingi
egitandikirwako egy'enjiri
y'obulokozi
alina osigala ng'akulemberamu
kubanga
ye abantu bali abategeka
omusajja
ono ali mikwatu misula
y'omunaana
ategekebwa omwoyo omutukuvu ne
bamalayika
abikkula abantu asoma tonaabitegeera kirengera
musumba
nti omwoyo omutukuvu olina omumulekera gaapu
eyo
nti newankubadde gwomanyi nti emisingi gy'obulokozi
egy'enjiri
y'obulokozi
gyeyoera
bino bye bitandikirwako ate omulekera gaapu eyo kuba abantu bali
aba
alina bwe
yabategese
ayinza okugana ku misingi egyo leero obuwulira
kubatiza
kubanga bo kyekibatta tebakitegeera bulungiomaliriza
ebyooli
okuddeyo kale webapangira ebintu byeyina
okubeera
asigala alina
okuluŋŋamya
kati some tulaba bikwatume esula
y'omunaana
ebikolwa by'abatume essula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omukaaga naye malayika wa mukama n'agamba Filipo ng'ayogera nti golokoka ogende obukiiko obwa ddyo okutuuka mu kkubo eriserengeta okuva mu yerusaalemi okutuuka e gaaza ekkubo eryo lya ddungu Olabini mu musanvu. Nagolokoka nagenda.
Yes.
Nagambie.
I told you.
Ntinga okuva mbuto wamanyanga
ibyawandika. Right from childhood you knew scriptures.
Oda ikanisa mukukula.
Order of church in maturity.
Nomanye byani kwa notuka.
And you know scriptures you reach.
Kumanya ebitandikuwa ko misingi
ngenjiri yobuloko. Principles in the foundation of the gospel of salvation.
Erabo wabimanya.
And when you know them.
Omoya inosigara nga kulungana ne ba malaika abatukuvu.
Spirit has to remain guiding you with the holy angels.
Kubanga malaika omutukuvu.
For the holy angel.
Asu agamba Philip.
He speaks to Philip. That you know you go and speak to the man is in the other place.
They had
prepared him already for we work with them. Let us read we hear.
Ebikolwa byabatume esule yo 8 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu musango.
Acts chapter 8 verse 27.
Nagolokoka nagenda. Kale laba omuntu omwisopia omulawe omukungu wa Kandake kabako omukazi owebwisopia yali omuwanika w'ebintu bye byonna yali azze e Yerusalemi okusinza. Olwabiri mu 8 yali addeyo n'atuula mu ggaali lye n'asoma nabbi Isaaya.
Omwoyo omutukuvu n'amutuuza.
The Holy Spirit sat him down.
N'asoma.
He read.
Abantu basoma mu ngeri zaabwe.
People read in their way.
Nyusingana omuntu ng'atudde awa.
We find someone seated in a place.
Ng'alina ebintu byalowooza ku omwoyo byamutadde mu kattu.
There are things is thinking of the Spirit as laid unto his mind and heart.
Kati yo omwoyo n'akutemyako nti oyo.
Spirit hits on you that one preached to him here.
Obo nyusingana omuntu ng'ayasoma ekyandi kwa ng'atakitegeere.
You can find someone read the scripture he never understood it.
Omwoyo naga kati oyo mutandikire wano.
The Spirit tells you begin.
Era bworosa.
And when you hit on there.
Obo funye keyword erokoro.
Got a keyword to save that person.
Yebisumulizo byokumanya byowuli.
Those are the keys of knowledge you hear of.
Yebisumulira dala amagezi.
Lose up the mind.
Those are what
you think like this.
Ntinga tukomyao order mukanisa yakata.
That has restored order in the church of God. All over the world.
Era nitumanya.
And we know.
Oda yokubulira mu kigambo
cha. Order of preaching the word of God.
Nitumanya.
And we know.
Ndio kuva mboto tulino kumanya ngi byawandiki.
That from childhood we have to know the scriptures.
And
to get wise within them.
Then tutuka nitumanya.
And then we reach we know.
Ebitandikirwa ko misingi ejenjiri yobuloko.
Principles in the foundation of the gospel of salvation.
Ejo tejijao.
That does not take away to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Iba monika baka tuna kuweleza.
Angels of God in the ministry.
Uno shigalanga ulira nyo.
I've been hearing so much.
Kubanga betuli abakoze wamuna ategeka abantu be.
Work us together with him is prepare his people.
Jiruari lobo abantu mawana.
Meet today when he sends me the place.
Soka nempulidizanga tutambula omukubo.
First knock to him as we walk on the way.
Abantu bano jengenda.
People where I go.
Ndandikire wo kubikoraga nebye misingi.
From concerning the foundations.
Kubanga sinza bava kugumona
ko. I can't start one by one.
Ngawe biri na ye ndandikira wa mchinyusi we na basatoringisa.
From where in the point I will cause them to settle.
In that day we
the sickness which is too much, where is it that I handle there?
Changunyo okuchuse ensi.
It is so easy to change the world. But the problem, we have not been having order as the church.
Those who try to
order just play within it. If the Holy Spirit begin to do their own things.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katumaliyo.
Let's finish.
Ebikolo bya batume esuli yo 8 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 9.
Acts chapter 8 verse 29.
Omoyo nagamba Filipo nti sembera wegatte ne gaali eryo. Olunyo olwasatu. Nadduka na Filipo namuwulira ng'asoma nabbi Isaaya.
Yes.
Jukira.
Remember.
Omuyi mtu kuvune mamalaika.
The Holy Spirit and the angels.
Bali bategesedde omuntu walinga bamuyisize.
They had prepared this man and he was already ready for the gospel.
Aina byasoma byatategera byebuuza.
Reading it does not understand is asking.
Omuyi mtu kubwa amara okuganya ndigena mchifugundi obulire.
After the Holy Spirit allows you go in this place, preach the gospel.
Yasoka yone mamalaika. Nebasoka barosa abantu
awe ebintu. Ahead with the angels he make those people dream things.
Nabateka mwe birowozo
and they put in the
birowoza kunsunga zo joku joku bulira ko.
Of issues you are coming to preach about.
It was just something easy for me. You know, pushing pushing a lizard into the grass.
Kubanga namanya hanga kati point zaba aone kwata zona.
Points of these ones I held all of them.
Nimanya ibasiwa nangamba baleka babuze.
He said leave them ask questions.
We imira we ino izi twano kule.
You just stand and we answer.
And
this one good
answer.
Listen to what they speak, leave them quarrel. You don't just rush to answer on the people. Remember, the Spirit is the one to give us what to answer. Finish there before we go on there.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu.
Acts chapter 8 verse 30.
Nadduka na Filipo n'amuwulira ng'asoma nnabbi Isaaya n'agamba nti obitegedde by'osoma. Asatu mu lumu n'agamba nti nnyinza ntya wabula nga wali wandagirira. Ne yeegayirira Filipo alinnya atuule naye.
Found him is already prepared. Him, the Holy Spirit will work with
for
the sake of Christ our Master and for the Father in heaven. Already passed through their preparing. You have to hearken to them. They say we begin from where today?
No,
church, you worked alone and things got heavily away. Evangelist on the roads, on the every place you've been. Worked hard to do things. There's no wisdom involved. There's no order of God. You can't even hear from him a little. Can you tell me that the Spirit has guided you
to
what Jesus, the way
truth and life.
Jesus, the way truth and life. You get saved. Guided you to get a banner, stand with it on the roadside. And you have written, when are you getting born again? Over what issue? Even the man they wrote Daniel chapter 5.
Many
take
a long time.
Be explained what has been written. They had wrote for him on the wall.
What?
These words
were
taken. Not understood them. And they set an interpreter.
Daniel
explained, he understood. But you have written, when I get saved, hell is there. What is that?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
So, this
man was already prepared by the Holy Spirit and the Holy
Angels.
Have to
where
is he reading the thoughts? What are they saying? That's where the gospel became a problem. And you preach it as they abuse you. But if you've hearkened to the Holy Spirit,
so
you fall in the midst of prostitutes, you can know what to preach to them.
But
you can rush on them, see your prostitutes, whether you're getting saved. They sent you with the word of reconciliating. Means those we go into, they're all confused, messed up people. If the children have given you one
conciliation,
go, you've gone to preach to people who are sober and gentle.
You
have taken the order of humbling them,
is
it? You are sent as a counselor of God to the people. And you think that even some of them, most, they are mad.
Uh-huh.
You first finished the acts, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu ebbiri.
Acts chapter 8 verse 32.
Mu kifo awaawandiikibwa we yali asoma we wagamba nti yatwalibwa okuttibwa ng'endiga era ng'omwana gw'endiga mu maaso g'omusazi w'ebyoyeya bwe gusirika. Bwe kityo teyayasamya kamwa ke. 33. Mu kwetowaza kwe omusango gwe gwaggibwawo. Ekika kye ani alikinnyonnyola? Kubanga obulamu bwe bujjibwa mu nsi. 34. Omulawe n'addamu Filipo n'agamba nti nkwegayiridde nabbi yayogera kwani ebigambo bino?
Yes.
Ndi wakati
w'okulowooza
okugamba
bwekuti
ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu ennya. Omulawe n'addamu Filipo n'agamba nti nkwegayiridde nabbi yayogera kwani ebigambo bino bibye yekka oba bya muntu mulala? 35. Filipo n'ayasama akamwa ke n'asookera ku kyawandiikibwa kino n'amubuulira Yesu.
Yes. Yamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ono.
New scriptures.
Yatandikira kwekyo kuba ye yali akimanyi.
He began from that for he knew it.
N'amubuulira Yesu n'amunnyonnyola byonna.
Explained to him concerning Jesus.
Kati abantu bibogere eri.
But what people speak there.
Byawandiikibwa.
All of them have scriptures.
Omuntu ne bw'aba awe mulabu we
muzi. Though someone is speaking just vulgar.
Osobola okufuna ekyawandiikibwa ekitandikirawo wennyini.
You can get a scripture begin right from there.
Nga kimubuulirira.
And it instructs the to the person.
N'osibira eri mu kunenya.
And you end up in the rebuke.
Kwegamba tewali singa oba obamanyi ebyawandiikibwa mu muntu kyakoonako gwe oba okiwulira.
If you know scriptures everything someone hits on you hear it.
Era omanya omwoyo omutukuvu n'akugaya kati tandikirawo.
And you know and the Holy Spirit tells you begin from here.
Kasubira tulina engeri gye tuwongedde
otegeera.
Oda mu kanisa ya Katonda okwetula ensi yonna.
Oda in church of God all over the world.
Mu kanisa tetuwogera ku bizimbe.
Church we do not speak of buildings.
Tuwogera ku gwe.
We speak of you.
Kitegeeza gwe kenyini gwe atabadde na oda.
Means you yourself it's you had not have order yourself.
Obuuliddwa abatali oda okuva gye waveeyo.
Preached to without order from where you came from.
Ogenda buulira abantu nga tebalina
order. You're going to preach to people them to have no order. Now imagine.
Singa Philip yaita manyi byawandi.
If Philip never knew scriptures.
Bamubuza nechawandike bwakitegeeza.
This scripture means what?
Nabi yali yeyigamba ko yeka obali nagwa yogera.
Speaking of himself or with someone he speaks of.
Na atandikira kuchawandi
kibwicho. And began from that scripture.
Gugena atandikira wa.
You are where are you going to begin from?
Wangu ugamba ndio moyo tugenda kuddamu.
Because you said the spirit we are going to answer those asking us.
Buruza lwaki mukanisa tebakyabuza? Bakiriza muntu wanika mkono
obuza. In church they no more allow one raise a hand to ask a question.
Abatamanyi byawani kuwagenda kuddamu.
The one who does not know scriptures, what is he going to answer?
Umoya agenda muwache echo kuddamu.
What is the spirit to give him to answer?
Kubanga nechimubuzi watamanyi wechigwa.
Even that asked him
order yenjiri.
Where it falls in the order of the gospel.
Umanyibu tusoma Mathayo 10.
You know when we read Matthew 10.
Tetwera likire bali tubuze.
Not worry when we shall be asked.
Atasomento ulire.
Let's read we here.
Mathayo sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri olwe 10 n'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 19.
Newe bana abawanga yo temwera likirira nga tunagamba tutya.
Ee. Bana abawanga yo.
When they shall deliver you up.
Temwera likirira tunagamba
tutya. Not worry what you shall say or speak.
Mathayo sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri olwe 10 n'omwenda.
Matthew 10 verses 19.
Tunayogera ki? Kubanga muliwe bwa mukiseera ekyo bye muliyogera. Olunyo lwabiri. Kubanga si mmwe mwogera wabula omwoyo gwa kitamwe yaliyogera mumwe.
Yes.
Ulide kigambe
ekyo. Have you heard that word?
Aba wangayo.
When they deliver you.
Oba babuja.
When they ask you.
Temwera likira nga kya kuddamu.
Not worry what to answer.
Kubanga simu muri
ogera. It's not you who will be speaking.
Muri wewe ekyo kuddamu.
You will be given what to answer right there.
Basimu muri ogera.
It's not you who will speak.
Wabulo moyo wa kitamu.
But the spirit of my father.
Wabulo moyo wa kitamu.
The spirit of your father who is in you.
Leo uzo moyo agenda kuwa bichibi otalina.
Think the spirit is to give you what that you do not have.
anatandikira okugamba nti ekyawandikibwa bwe kiti nga naye tokimanyi.
Where will you begin to say that this scripture when you two do not know it?
Kubanga omwoyo okukuwa
for the spirit to give you
akujukiza kwebyo byolina.
It reminds you of those you have.
Nayogera n'abikula ng'abikulira kwebyo
ebikuweereddwa. Reveal on those given you.
Manyabudi.
You know like this.
Ukusinzira mu Yohana sura 14.
According to John chapter
14.
Verse 26.
Umoyo wetu batukula na itukula na ibwetu.
The spirit when we work with him like this.
Yohana sura 14 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaka.
John chapter 14 verse 26.
Na yomubezi umoyo mutukuvu. Kitange gwali tuma muri nyali yange. Oyali bayigiriza byonna ali bajukiza byonna byenna bagamba.
Yes.
Kikukuba oli mugambe ku.
Must have been told you of them.
Oli mutume yagambibwa.
You an apostle was told of those words.
Yawebwa.
Who was given.
Na ye ntuse.
Yet have arrived.
Bambuza nenna byenna erabidde ku ebyo byangambibwa.
But they are those have forgotten that I was told before.
Omoyo nga akujukiza.
The spirit reminds you, he gives you.
Oba okyabikula Bible.
As you still open the Bible.
Ayongera kusomisa ebirala.
As you more read others.
Ebyandika biremu okubula binne wabyo.
That the scriptures will not lack their mates.
Katuluza n'omoyo ajja kusanga okukubo.
Don't you think the spirit will find you on the roads?
Mbuno akulunga mebyo ku.
That will guide you on what to speak.
Ngati watula mukama wati siza bigambo.
Didn't sit in the castle of God's words.
Kino cha kugambi.
This is what he has told you.
Ukusinya kwa vitu somo Yohana 12 mukaka.
That we've read John 14 verse 26.
Njomo yaja kuigiriza byonna.
That the spirit will teach you all.
Akujukize byonna.
And remind you of all.
Na yeye njagala kugamba bwe.
But I want to tell you like this.
Njomo byagenda okujukiza tekedo kuba yakutumira kuigiriza okusoka.
That the spirit those is going to remind you, he must have sent you one who taught them to you initially.
Akuyigirizo nabikuwa mu order ntufu nabikuwa sabe yesigwa.
Teach you and give them to you the rightful order, committing them to the faithful.
Process say okukwa sibwa.
Process to be committed to.
Ufuna fellowship nawe no moyo mutukufu.
You to get a fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Umugendo okukola mwena.
Whom you're going to work together.
Akujukizanga.
And he reminds you already.
Nayongera nakubikulira ebigambo ebirala ebibyawandika.
On revealing of words of the scriptures.
Wanga bibera bigazi nyo.
Because they are so broad.
Turuza nenyiririze nko wano zibaziwedde.
Don't you think the verses I give you here they are finished?
Wabaye nyiriri erenda lendala.
There are many other verses.
Umuyoza agenda okulabika nga ayongera okutegeeza.
Which the spirit will move on to bring your way.
Nejukira tosobola kutegeezibwa.
Remember you cannot be told. Unless one is sent your way.
Sibwa kutegeeza mbalo.
What is saying Romans?
Tegeeza yo moyo mutukufu.
Means him the Holy Spirit.
Asoka nafu na bategeka.
First gets those he prepares.
Oba mukuri sibwa.
Whether in a vision.
Na bayigirize ebya wandikibwe.
Teach them both scriptures.
Ngabura bwe yantu majoli.
As you see he sent me your way.
Katusometu ulire.
Let's read with here.
Abalumi esuli ye 10 n'olunyiriri olwe 13.
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
Kubanga buli alikabirira erinnya lya Katonda, erinnya lya Mukama alirokoka. Olinnya olwe 14. Kale balikabirira batya gwe batannakkiriza. Era balikkiriza batya gwe batannawulirako. Era baliwulira batya awatali abuulira. Olwe 15. Era balibuulira batya nga tebatumiddwa. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo. Ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe. Era baleta mawulire amalungi. Ole 16. Ti naye tebagondera njiri bonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kizibu okubanga ogamba nti omwoyo akubulidde nga takutumidde.
It is hard to say the spirit preached to you and it didn't send someone to you.
Wabirawo basoso okutuma.
There are those who first sends.
Wabula abambatira okubuuza.
But some always ask.
Nesinga imuntu abira atandikiddwa ko nga atumiddwa.
But if is the person that began with and is been sent.
Iyo muntu kubaba ya musingana.
Him the Holy Spirit would have found him where? Yes.
Nzimbejibuze ekyo kibuuzibwa.
That is the question seriously asked.
Kati ingo lwalero tukudde ku bintu.
Today we've fallen on things.
Kale tuli mukuza order.
Now we are restoring order.
Mukanisa yakatundu kwetu lensi.
The church of God all over the world.
Gateba dewo.
And it's not been there.
Eranga twali muntu goyinza kujija ko mangu wako.
There is no human being you can immediately get it from.
Wejibuze ichikubu choso ko muze ya ulira.
Question you ask the one you
hear. Ya jitubulira order ya jijiwe.
Him preaching that order to us he got it from where?
But
Apostle Paul said, by the Spirit of God, that the things I preached to you, they were not taught me by men, but through the vision of the Christ Jesus, revelation of Christ. Let's read in the Galatians we hear. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11.
Kubanga mbategeeza abooluganda nti enjiri eyawuulirwa nze si ya buntu. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Kubanga nange saagiweebwa muntu so siyigirizibwanga wabula mu kubikkulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
Yes.
Yategeeza.
Yes. Gospel preached by him was not given by man, was not taught by any man,
but
by revelation of the Lord Jesus. And as the journey of heaven moved in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures, out of that came all this we hear of today. Now I cannot tell you that I was in the place of this person, but you know that when the Spirit is teaching, he's never gone beyond Scriptures. He never goes beyond them. Himself, they are the Scriptures. Everywhere you say the Spirit guide led you, those concerning foundation of gospel of salvation, the principal foundations, they are meant to be in the Scriptures. Because the Spirit, when we begin to work with him, when he begins to teach you, when
you
begin to work with him in the preaching, it begins in the Scriptures. That's what he always explains. The words I say to you, they are spirits and they are life. Let me hope always you read it.
It does not begin
elsewhere that Holy Spirit met you there and he told you things not in the Scriptures.
Is it
not that John 6:63? John chapter 6 verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu, omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Yes.
Takulimba omuntu yenna.
Let no man deceive you. And they say they have been sent from God. Or they say they are an angel. And they bring their mere words. And they are telling you they are reviving any issue. Because the Spirit, as it begins to do all, as
you
heard him in John 6:63, begins within the words of Christ, that of the Scriptures. Never deceive yourself, the Spirit, when you do not have Scriptures in their order. 2, 4 and above.
So
you're going to preach on those foundations of the gospel. Those in principles.
Since
the priest that guided me when I reached there that I preached on baptism. We ask you, he's given you how many scriptures?
Give
me Matthew 3:16. Only that. Now you're going to follow what next on according to order. Reach, when you read Jesus was immersed, when
he got
immersed, upon him came what? Why? And you've all ended. Never deceive the Spirit late and answer to the people. They asked me, the Spirit answered to them. Yet you answered your own words.
You're
forgetting the order of the Word of God. We do not speak what we want. We don't speak beyond the Scriptures. Now the Holy Spirit, if
you
say he taught you through revelation or in the dream, he never teach you anything new. The new things reveals they are of his word. that he restores them, and we had forgotten them. He revives, restores them within us. I want you to prove the Holy Spirit surrounded everything. If you dream a dream, you speak your dream. If you see there a word, let it come with the scriptures. Don't deceive us, the Spirit led and guided me. They say one word, dreamed a dream, they do what? Jeremiah 23:28. If you have seen dreams, people dream always. You say, I dreamt like this.
And
do not say that God told you. Because the one who dreams the word of God, it has verses attached to it. Don't hear of verses, you go to those who interpret.
Even
those who interpret never interpret outside the word of God. Those given gift of interpreting, they are given to knowing the scriptures. Have you seen the things? Because now you are going to get it as a norm. They have given us order of these principles. The principles of the foundation. Not the first is this one. Every place you arrive, you begin in that order. Not like that. You know those are the principles you have to preach, but the Holy Spirit to know when you reach a place, you begin from where? Don't you say, told me I begin here? When the scriptures have not been given you even. Have you understood me well? Don't you say the Spirit told me? I preach here. I don't have scriptures to back it. But he told me.
Mani.
You know, when the Holy Spirit says, choose for me this and this person for the work I am sending them on,
he
cannot send you indeed. And you never knew scriptures from your childhood. For where he sends you, you're going to use them in teaching, in reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. You know the principles of the words, those of gospel salvation. We can't say choose out this
and
send you for every good work and you're not equipped for it. Know that pastor, they sent you. Every time you first go into a room to look for a gospel to preach that day, the one who sent you without him. Jeremiah 23:28. Don't you say that nigger. He was called nigger, they changed his name.
So
someone can read there and they don't finish. And they go say, God told me I am nigger. It is written. They have said the one who was called nigger. Things of changing names from all. Their names which are not interesting here in the sight of God.
And
they do not make meaning except only foolishness.
Ebikolo by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Acts chapter 13 verses 2.
Nga baweereza mukama waffe n'okusiiba. Omwoyo omutukuvu n'agamba nti munondere Balunabba ne Sawulo bakole omulimu gwe mbayitidde. Olunyiriri olw'okusatu. Awo ne basiiba ne basaba ne babasaako emikono ne babatuma.
Yes.
Balunabba.
Barnabas.
Ne Paul.
And Saul.
Paul,
who is known as Paul,
let
them go for the work he has called them for.
Have you understood?
Dude, now the Holy Spirit cannot have chosen. And he sends.
Still
hold foolishness of not knowing the word. How can he send you of that work? And in speaking,
he
says, you are preparing the scriptures for every good work.
Me,
I go see people falsely accuse the Holy Spirit many here. They begin funny ministries that the Spirit sent him. Yet tithes and offerings are what sent him. Desirous of this world. Houses and cars. Because he sees those who sent themselves, they are driving.
And
say, me to let me send myself.
The
Spirit has sent me. He sends a person like you.
You
think of the Holy Spirit that he understands. When he calls you,
he
chosen a foolish of this world. He makes it wise. Even wisdom is in the scriptures. And then he sends you.
Yes,
he chooses you in all levels. The foolish of this world. But he cannot send you when you're still a fool. And you speak on God's behalf. Someone said now, Apostle. The day you finished it, choosing us of foolishness?
It's
not choosing of foolishness. But you cannot speak on God's behalf and you are substandard. You go see now, like here in Uganda. Look at pastors in the nation. On all words of understanding, those who so first spoken 1.5 hours, them together, it can take them 10 years. Because if they were able to speak wisdom of God,
you
think we would have been wise to what extent as church? Besides thinking that there is any scorning on to those people, we've so far spent how many years?
You
understand to which extent?
Now,
the one who gathers the understanding they give you, they gather slowly. You'll almost have even never gathered. According to you
to
how you see yourself where you gather from.
Teacher,
what?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. When God chooses
a fool,
he will not send you with your foolishness. Me, I know. When God called me, I was not understanding at all.
For
I didn't have any scriptures within me. I've gotten them from where?
If
wisdom is in the word of God, and you do not have the word of God,
you
don't have scriptures to make you
wise.
What wisdom can you speak? If you speak them, they're not in order. Now you are more than the one who do not have it. You are more foolish than the one who has not scriptures. Most when you speak them when they are
honest,
we narrow and being
kugamba wakiriko
at least
okubera ne baby atayogera
to be with a baby
singa no muntu ayogera bitakwatagana
then a person who speaks things which never connect we opt for the other who never speaks
we wow
ngatuline subi obori awo aliyogera
have opted that perhaps one day they will speak
ufunda na aliwa
you opt for who
nini makisha umanyo muntu ayogere bitakwatagana bwatawani
so speak things never connecting how they travel
duki data sobona ko isa sign kuba yaruza
cannot use sign language for they think they are speaking
wakati ufunda ne kasiri wali nakolera na agama
for a dumb person they make sense for you like that he got big in heaven
Neuri bwadani nga katonda omanya vamu taka akati katonda byavamu taka nage na mumpeo naingira mu mazi
entered in the water confusion
kadi nokwogere byanu kwivurungu tanye
speaking scriptures which are not from God
tubera no yowakiri atabiyogera
we opt for one who never speaks
natumanya na abiyigulu
and we know they will learn them later
Soko Mariao
you first finish there.
Atugami bakolise kisoke sura ya 2.
Told us first Corinthians chapter 2.
No, sura esoka. Ntibwa kuita ngoli musirusiru.
But if he calls you when you are a fool of this world.
Asoke dwalazi mukufuru omugezi.
Has to first make you wise.
Natukomekereze byali.
We wind up that of today.
Abakolinse kisoke suli soka no lunyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27
Ne katonda yalonda ebisirusiru ebyensi abagezigeza abakwasa ensonyi era katonda yalonda ebinafu ebyensi akwasa ensonyi ebyamanyi munyulabiri mu munana ne bikopye ebyensi ne binyomebwa ndi ne binyomebwa katonda yabironda era na ne Katonda yabironda era nebitaliwo ajewe ebiriwo olinyo olabiri mu omwenda omubiri gonna gulemengo okwenyumiriza mu maaso ga Katonda olwesatu naye kubwoyo mwemuli nti naye kubwoyo mwemuli mu Kristo Yesu eyafuuka amagezi jetuli okuveri Katonda
yes
Oyogola bwa kulondo boli mukopi oboli msimisi oboli
you are a fool you are a lowly person
atiki dokufuru omugezi
meant to make you wise
Era ebaso giranti abatumete baso
when they understood the apostles were not learned
Nainga bugere ebigambo bikuru
they spoke great words
ebate giranti bali ne Christ
they knew that they were with Christ Jesus
Nainga mu Yeremia
but in Jeremiah
esule yo munana
chapter 8
onyulo munana lo mwino
verses 8 and 9
amagezi gigali mu kigambo kya
Katonda wisdom is what is in the word of God
Shemanya
now you know
Imurugeno runo ro kutegikibwa
this your journey of being prepared
Omoya gena maso kuandika ebigambo bino mugwe
this people is moving right these words within you
Ufukira dale barua mwetu weereriza
you become an epistle through which we've ministered
Tituweereza Africa
we know Mr. Lord
Tituweereza no moyo mutukufu
but we've ministered with the Holy Spirit
Mukuweereza ni ne Kristo Yesu
minister with the Christ Jesus
Mukuweereza ni katonda chatafi
minister with God the Father
Chiribwe chiti aboruganda
it is like that brethren
Chibu tuweereza.
That when we minister,
mulino fuke barua,
you have become
bintu nga biri mu order.
A letter where we minister things and they are in order.
Na musubirana mu kubifurumya nga biri mu order biraga gentleness yobwa Katonda.
You can release them there in order showing gentleness of God.
Na mutufu muri smart.
And indeed you are smart.
Simu kwambala kuko ko mubiri.
In only physical clothing of the body.
Ogera mu kutambula ni mukukola.
Speech, moving and doing things.
Kuburira enjiri.
The preaching of the gospel.
Ngamule sakatonda
and you demonstrate God.
Nawo muntu ayogera ibintu bitategerika mu magezi.
Someone speak things which are not clear and wisdom.
Nitaleta magezi ga Katonda
ku level. Bring the wisdom of God in its level.
Ngaye mugezi mbo wa Katonda munsi.
And that is the spokesman of God on this world. Now as we finish, 2 Corinthians chapter
3.
Always pray, see, become a letter of things preached in the scriptures.
And, you order.
And the time a letter is written, it's in order.
Let me
give you a funny letter.
There's
a born again they gave
you. You know,
this is the letter of this pastor. Typical.
No manya ono tasuka kubiri
this one does not go beyond Mulago, Uganda.
It's
straight, no.
No manya ono tasuka
waliye Kawala. This one does not go beyond Kawala. He's raised there. Pastor, I wonder, he to his pastor? We wonder, is the pastor perhaps of goats?
But
we have those of goats and of sheep.
It,
a letter does not go beyond there. The ring,
miti,
the trees, the candles, many, many, many things.
If
they find you coming from full knowledge, you're spotted that you're from there.
Because
appear a letter before them. Speak that knowledge. They are from full knowledge. But a born again,
a letter
from Pastor Kayanja, you spot him clear. First time. He comes out, dog, he speaks dog language.
This
is truthful.
P5 is straight.
No, that's an episode of
P5.
Finish there.
We start.
Now you prepare yourself. No, those episodes will be read by Christ.
Yes,
a letter take to Christ and he says, is this a hand which was scratching or what? But you preach rough, funny things. Perhaps you're vomiting and you thought you're preaching. Second Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 2.
Mwe muli baluwa yaffe ewandikiddwa mitima yaffe. Abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma.
Yes.
Ata abantu bonna balina okubanga.
All people should be.
Bagisoma ne bagitegeera.
They read and understand it.
Olabye. Kati engeri gy'ogenda okubuulira mbajja tegeera butegeera.
The way you're going to be preaching, they will understand and get to know. Episode you preach things which never connect. People
knew
they don't understand. What are those? You go back from the verse 1.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 from verse
1.
Yes. You think? We need to be ranked who preached most in the world and they give you a certificate for that? When we make you like this, episodes are finished. For now me, I fill me by the Spirit. When I send one of you by the Spirit, God will present me that
called
me and the Spirit accepted it. I am so confident. I am here knowing it's a done deal. Don't you know that? James has gone. He's going to come back with harvests. You know
what?
In those synagogues, they don't just send. In those churches, people he gathers in the synagogue who do not understand of nothing. And when he's leaving the pulpit, he leaves it to his wife, whom they agree together words of lying.
Or his son,
cousin around there.
Mwaba manyi.
He knows you.
Ato wabatebeleza nabu bichoka.
He suspects you of being thieves even.
amanyi wakulekera akatuti wi omwezi ogenda kubba
a month you're going to steal
ogenda no musta mubakaba
can even steal the people from him
yoli babesi ba Yesu
as if they are not of Jesus
kadinzenganira ikira go kunzi bako
I worry you to steal people from me
uri wange
are you mine
uri wa Kristo
you are of Christ
ya obakiriza bakubbe nga bakubba
accept you to be stolen they steal you
naye ani ayinza kujja mukono gwo
murukozi who can take you from the hands of the savior
Kaada aboluganda.
Now brethren.
Tetweta gafe barua gweke nyinyi.
Don't be the base yourselves.
Wetuna afurumira.
When we shall get out.
Ukorekerese.
To head confront the world.
Ndi muri barua wendu.
And the studio rightful episode.
Olaba no wa wiki no mweza afuka.
One week and a month he becomes.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1
Kutanula nacho kwetendereza feka oba twetaga ebaluwa ngabalala ezokutendereza erimwe oba ezivaje muri olunyiriri olwokubiri mwe muri baluwa yaffe ewandikiddwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma olunyiriri olwokusatu nga mulabisibwa okuba ebaluwa ya Kristo Fijetuwa muwelelezamu, etawa ndikibwa na wino, wabulo moye kwa katonda, umulamu.
Yes.
Muli barua.
You are an epistle.
Na ye kakasa ngobele barua ilimo order.
You prove you appear to be an epistle which is in order.
Omoyo mtuku wetuwa tuweleza, awa ndika mumu ibia wandikibwa.
The Holy Spirit when we minister, he writes scriptures within
Biana
you.
Biana kujukiza rulinga muweleza.
Those he will remind you on the other time when you will be ministering.
Urumo vera unagamba dayo kusu meko kuchani kwa wichi.
At times you, there he tells you go back read this scripture.
Wigamba gubu wandika mchitabu chuk.
Now you, when you write in your book.
Yata wandika magiziko.
He writes in your mind.
Na wandika mutima.
He writes in your heart.
Ne mundu uomu.
Even in your inner man.
Kati bibuba wera bidda abayino abali kujukiza
point you forget he has to remind them to you
bango abimanyangu kuva mbuto
you knew them from your childhood
nuru kubantu rumu bibera binji
because at times they are many
ebimbigenda ku external disk
some of them
internal disk
internal disks
ibira internal disk
it's in the moyo gu that is your spirit
nebiveno ku mutima nebiyogerayo
wa
walino kugenda we bilala
afandi go inside for there has to become others there
waluwe bijja ku desktop kakano sawa zine ebiri ku
desktop right now they are the one when they ask you they come out
so omoya bayi nokubanga za kutegekanga okora naye
spirit must have come prepare you work with him you think of that
nemu kumanya ebitandikirwa ako mukubulire
no principle of things of preaching the gospel
erate chijao
and does not take away
ngamba miziba ko moyo
to be led by the Holy Spirit
ashigarawo
it remains there
so tujja kuba tandika chimu kuchimu
shall begin one by one
wona ko uliye liwe tunadda
on the other day we shall come back
wotegede
that you've understood
yes yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
tujja kutandika no kukiriza
we shall begin with faith before God
Tutegire ndo kukiriza okote kuva wantu walala wonna.
Understand that faith does not come from elsewhere.
Wabula kuva mukuya nokuri ekigambo kya Katonda.
Comes from hearing the word of God.
Era lwaki kyekitandikirwa ko mu misingi.
Is it the principle think in that foundation?
Awatali kukiriza tali ayinza kusanyusa Katonda.
Faith no one can please God.
Wanga ajeri Katonda.
The one who come before God.
Kimugwanira okusoka kukiriza nga wali.
We believe that God is present.
Kati mu misingi eju
now in those foundations
ichi chimu kubye tufuba kenya mufenga tumulira
of what we try most as we preach
era otujja tugamba abantu
and therefore I tell you
nti mukiriza bisubizo bya katondo bamukiriza katona ne kigambo
that you believe promises of God or you believe God and his words
tubajja mu kukiriza kuri okwe bisubizo
we take out from you the belief of the promises
ne tubaleta mukiriza eliyo yasubiza
bring you in believing and the one who promised them
abaita mukulire ekigambo
as the path through there in his words
nituba yingiza mukwenenya
the devil enter in repentance
wale tali reconciliation batabagane naye
reconciliation to reconcile with him they have believed
abatizibwa okuyingira
get baptized enter in his home
mukama akuwa mukisa
tujatandikira
we
shall begin from there